It is time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, of course brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Our guest this week is Mark Noble from Fairbury, Nebraska, one of the board members on the Nebraska Wheat Board. Mark, this week we're going to be talking about, you spoke at the Nebraska Crop Improvement Seed Conference. Well, maybe we'll talk about what you spoke about here in a second, but let's give a little background about what that conference is all about.
Sure, Bryce, happy to be with you here today, and hello to everybody out there. We did just wrap up the 2024 Nebraska Seed Improvement Conference that was held in Lincoln. Weather wasn't great, but we had most of the seedsmen from Nebraska and surrounding areas there. And Bryce, this conference now is a combined conference of the Nebraska Crop Improvement and the Nebraska Seed Trade Association. And a little background there, Nebraska Crop Improvement actually was established way back in 1902 and is the official seed certifying agency of Nebraska. And of course, wheat and other small grains are certainly at the core of NCIA. The Nebraska Seed Trade Association, that's basically made up of seed professionals with an interest in the Nebraska seed trade. And this organization has made part of its charge to watch over and influence legislation that may affect the seed industry. And of course, like any other conferences that we might have for any of the other commodities, a lot of it is educational in nature. We have speakers touching everything from breeding to production of the crops. But I really think the number one thing is networking. Great chance for seedsmen from Nebraska and beyond to meet and mingle.
I mentioned you spoke, represented the Nebraska Wheat Board there. What was your role, Mark, specifically?
Well, I didn't really have a very big role this year. I am a member of the Nebraska Seed Trade. I'm an officer there. I'm a secretary treasurer right now. I'm more or less just a member. But I guess I would say a little bit about the wheat board, because this is, I guess I am on the wheat board. We do support and encourage certified seed usage, Bryce. And Nebraska is among the leaders in terms of percentage certified seed planting. And I think research verifies that certified seed is a valuable tool in our producer's toolbox. And the wheat board is, I think a lot of our listeners probably realized, for decades has supported small grain breeding efforts at the University of Nebraska. And certified seed remains probably the best way to deliver these fine cutting edge genetics to Nebraska and other regional farmers. So that's part of the reason why we're there. The wheat board, you know, we're always looking for ways to make wheat a more profitable and viable crop. And we touch really the entire spectrum from international marketing, domestic use, to basic research, development, discovery relating to wheat. So supporting the Seed Improvement Conference fits nicely with these goals and objectives. I didn't really speak, more or less just a participant and supporter of the program this year.
Yeah, Mark, imagine you're engaged in some of those efforts then down by Fairbury growing some of that certified seed wheat?
Yes, our family's been involved in seed production since really 1980. We shot a big crop down here, but it really works well in our operation. I think we have a little bit of expanded acreage in the east, but it's not a big crop, obviously, in this part of the world. Our wheat does look pretty good this year. 2023 was probably the worst crop I've had probably in 30 years, just basically dry weather. We just didn't really receive any rain at all. Luckily, we've got this next crop. Looks like we got it started off pretty decent. We had pretty good fall growth. And now, obviously, we have quite a bit of moisture and snow cover because we got almost 14 inches of snow in this area. And it actually laid pretty good until we're getting this wind now. So I don't know if it's all moving or not, but I think it was heavy enough. I think the snow that's blowing right now is probably this light stuff that's happening as the wind's blowing.
Yeah, absolutely.
So hopefully she's going to work out.
Well, Mark, what else would you like to add either about this conference or some of the activities that the Nebraska Wheat Board is engaged in?
Conference-wise, not a lot. We do award some scholarships, both the Nebraska Crop Improvement and the seedsmen do give scholarships, so we really support our youth and that have any interest in the seed trade. So that's always important. As far as things that's coming up on the wheat board, part of our main push is the the national level, and we're going to go back to Washington, D.C. here in a little over a week, and we will visit with all our congressional representatives. We'll talk about everything that relates to wheat, from farm bill to basically helping to promote marketing on a federal level. So that'll be coming up. It's one of our big meetings. We have three big meetings on U.S. wheat annually, and the one in D.C. is always the biggest. So that's probably the thing that's right around the corner.
Yeah. Well, safe travels to you and anybody else headed out to Washington, D.C. Mark, thank you very much for your time this week. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mark Noble, one of the board members on the Nebraska Wheat Board, our special guest this week on the Nebraska Wheat Update. Here on the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett reporting.